If you're looking for a new read, especially something written by a Korean author, you might want to check out www.ktlit. That's ktlit.com. That is the go-to site for recommendations on Korean literature, and it is run by Charles Montgomery, who is a professor in the English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University. He's also the founder of the Korean Literature in Translation website. He's sitting right here next to me in the studio. Hello, Professor Montgomery, or may I call you Charles?
You may.
Because today, you don't look like a professor. You're wearing a Dongguk University baseball jacket.
Yeah. Representing.
Right. Okay. So let me start off by asking you, what actually made you become interested in Korean literature?
Well, I was an English literature major in all of my degrees. And when I was looking for a subject for my dissertation, I came across a story by a Korean author, Kim Young-ik, now pretty well unknown.
Mm-hmm.
A really, really great story called They Won't Crack It Open. And I read through all of his works, and I was really, really impressed by him. And then the second thing is that my best friend is Korean, Ed Park. He lives in the United States, and he teaches English at the Defense Language Institute in Monterey, and he was a comparative literature major at University of California, Berkeley. And so he introduced me, beginning with Emmanuel's Our Twisted Hero, to Korean literature while I was still in the United States.
Okay. And how long ago was that?
That was probably 10 years ago that he started, and it was quite a project because I didn't understand the literature at first.
Mm-hmm. But there were still Korean literature available in English translations.
In the United States, mm-hmm. Ed had to get it for me. I did not find it when I went to bookstores.
Okay.
He specially searched for it.
Okay, so you had a friend and you had a Korean writer that sort of struck you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then the third thing was that Ed and I are a translation team. Like, mm-hmm. He translates and I edit. So I was reading at that time classical Korean literature, and I was interested in it. And I was really interested. I was a marketing director at the time. I was interested in the fact I had never heard of it.
Classical Korean literature dating back to when then?
This was 13th century, I think. It was Isang Peers Through the Wall. It's a story of love lost and regained and lost again.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. And you still translate Korean literature, don't you?
Well, so some. Actually, I'm editing. Again, I'm not a translator. My Korean, unfortunately, is still poor. Hangukmal oryopta. But I still edit some literature, but primarily now I'm working with universities here, so I tend to be editing more technical, prosaic, or cultural things.
Now, your department is called the English Interpretation and Translation Department. So does that involve translating Korean material into English?
It does. It goes both ways. It's really, really outstanding students who with really, really outstanding English and Korean, and they translate basically anything you can think of from Korean to English and from English to Korean.
You actually post some of your works on your blog, and I understand you also started something called the Wikipedia Project. What is that?
Yeah, I had the blog, and the blog initially was created because nobody was really writing in English about Korean translated literature, but I quickly realized the blog was a very limited tool. I had 50,000 visits last year, which is nothing compared to what Korean power bloggers routinely get. They get that in a day. So I was looking around trying to figure out what else would be useful, and I went and looked at the Wikipedia, which is another social media, YouTube and so forth, which is where more and more English speakers get their information.
Yeah.
And Korean literature is just not there. There are probably hundreds of pages on Japanese literature and Japanese authors and Japanese books. And with my work, maybe, there are over 50 pages now on Korean authors and translators and books.
So basically you put up Wikipedia entries on Korean literature, Korean writers, and so on.
Exactly. I have a list of Korean writers, and about once a week I try to put up a page. There's some process to it because Wikipedia has a set of rules that I had to learn to adhere to. There's some struggle there. And so this is sort of an attempt to leave something permanent, because then if someone is just looking for Asian literature, if you go to Google and type in Asian literature, the idea is more and more Korean responses will be there because the first response to Google is normally a Wikipedia page.
Right. And so, did you start this project with the most famous authors or books?
You know, I kind of started it with whatever authors I had at hand.
Oh, okay.
So some were famous, but the real thing I was looking at is what authors could I find information in English? And I'm getting to the end of that, actually. I'm eager to find, and I think I will find a very famous translator, Bruce Fulton, is going to have some of his students help me, because now is the time that, in order for the Wikipedia presence of Korean literature to grow, that things have to be translated from Korean into English.
Mm-hmm.
Authors like Park Min-gyu, don't have much about them in English, or Kyung Suk Shin, whose Please Take Care of Mom is just about to come out. There's just not that much information about those authors in English, and it's really useful if somebody likes a book or sees a book or hears of a book that they can just run to Google, pop the name in, and then get information.
Where do you get your information?
Well, I go to any used bookstore that sells English books that I can find. There are about four really good ones in Seoul. And I buy – Korea has been really good at translating Korean literature, but not so good about getting it outside of Korea.
Oh, is that right?
So in these bookstores, I found all these old PEN and UNESCO and KLTI anthologies that have author information.
Okay. Tell us about Korean literature. What is it?
Well,
how do you see it?
The thing is, not surprisingly, I think it's as good as any national literature. Mm-hmm. And you have to understand when you read it, it is a very national literature, particularly the modern literature. In order to understand Korean literature fully, which I have to admit I don't yet, I'm still learning, you really have to understand the impact of colonial era, mm-hmm. the impact of the separation era, the impact of the Miracle on the Han, and now what I would call post-Han or modern literature. So it's got all of these really amazing stories that focus around these things, and they're stories that have not been told.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, the stories, the separation stories are stories that nobody in the United States knows.
You mean separation of the North and South?
Yeah, Pundong Moonhak. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, Pundong Moonhak. So that in the United States, the image of Korea sort of hops from the TV show MASH, uh-huh. which you may know showed in the 70s.
Yeah, so the post-Korean War, poor South Korea.
Basically, halmoni and halabuji with cabbages, just not reflective of Korea. Or then you get the sort of Kim Jong-il stuff. So all of these in-between stories, the stories of how Korea was created, the stories of how Korea developed, and now the stories of how Korea is an ultra-modern nation, which is really not known that well in the United States. All those stories are there. Some of them have been translated, but they're just not known overseas in the English-speaking world. I will say Korean literature has had some successes in other languages, in French and Spanish, for instance.
So why is that? Why aren't more works available in the U.S.?
Well, I would just say one word, marketing. The marketing has not been great. The literature is great. Some of the literature requires understanding. This marketing problem is throughout the whole thing. There's a certain desire of Koreans, completely natural desire, to tell the Korean story. So, for instance, I talked about Pundong Moonhak. That doesn't translate well as a first book for a foreigner to read because a foreigner does not know the history. So they read these stories of trauma and they sort of recoil. They go, ow, that's a terrible story. Terrible things are happening, not a terrible story. So some choices have not been made. Also, things tend to be published in Korea and they don't get overseas. And then if you – very, very simple things. Like if you look at the covers of the books that have been translated, they're unattractive covers. Mm. So from beginning to end, I think it's an excellent product that just hasn't been packaged right. And as you look at the successes that are starting to happen, Ko Eun, Kim Yong-ha, probably Kyung Suk Shin coming up with Please Take Care, Mom, those are partly success stories because they've been marketed adequately.
Oh. Now, some might argue that a lot of these books were not marketed properly because there simply isn't demand for them.
There is absolutely something to that because the books that this translation process began with are probably the books that should have been translated afterwards. In other words, when Ed taught me to eat Korean food, he focused on beer, soju, and samgyeopsal, things he knew I liked. Mm-hmm. And then he led me down the road that eventually led to hong-a and some other things. And so I think that there were some poor choices in the past, but I think that I don't want to focus on that because the good news is right now, the last 2 years, excellent choices have been made.
Okay. In a former interview, you said that there are works in Korean literature that deserve the Nobel Prize. So why hasn't it happened yet? I mean, every year, every time around, the Nobel Institute announces their winners, we know for a fact that the entire nation, is rooting behind Poet Ko Eun because his name has been mentioned year after year after year.
Yeah, and it's an interesting thing. There's two things I'd say about that. One is I think that the focus on the Nobel Prize for Literature is – it's useful, but it's not that useful.
Overrated?
Overrated. Mm-hmm. A Nobel Prize, I think it's a benchmark, but I don't think a Nobel Prize in literature actually changes how many people read a national literature. Mm-hmm. So in one sense, it's a good thing, and you name Ko Eun, who we'll talk about in a second because he's a really good example of that. In one sense, it's good to get these awards, and you are aware that Ko Un just became the first Asian poet to win the America Award.
Mm-hmm.
And as you look through Ko Un's history, he's won other awards, too. He won a Swedish Literary Prize in 2006. He won the Griffin Poetry Prize. He was the first Asian to win the Griffin Poetry Prize in 2008. So I think part of it is it hasn't been known. The reason Ko Un's name is out there is his work is known, and his work is good, and his work is epic. It's Homeric in scale. But I wouldn't want to focus too much on that. I'll be happy when it happens,
mm-hmm.
but I won't think it means that the situation has radically changed.
Okay. And what's another reason? You said there were a couple of reasons for that, for why Korea never won the Nobel Prize in Literature.
Oh, then the other reason is it goes back to that marketing thing, because it's unaware. Because one of the things that Ko Un did, and I would throw Kim Yong-ha in this, if you look at what Ko Un has done besides his work, and again, the work is epic. Maninbo, 10,000 Lives, mm-hmm. is a gigantic work that is accessible. So it answers that other question you asked, is it a good choice? Absolutely, it's a brilliant choice. His mm-hmm. poetry reads well in English. But he has also been international. He spent a year in New York. He went to Berkeley and he read on Zen Buddhism with Snyder. He's done all these things, all these marketing type things, and you don't think of Ko Un as a marketing guy,
mm-hmm.
but he is.
Okay. Who's your favorite author?
Well, I have to say my favorite author, partly because I've met him and had a beer, is Kim Yong-ha.
Oh, yeah?
And also because he writes – I like his writing because I feel it's very accessible to Western readers. It's a good introductory taste of Korean literature. When I read his work – what was the work? The first line of the work is, why do murders always happen on Saturday?
Uh-huh.
And I knew immediately that this was a book I was going to be able to read, and I did. And he's really pretty good. And like Ko Un, he's in overseas, and he knows how to market. He's really a marketing guy. I also really like, unfortunately, recently deceased Park Won-se, Chae Yun. Korean female writers are amazing. Just an outstanding set of writers there. I also like Lee Mun-yeol. And I'm looking forward to Kyung Suk Shin's Please Take Care of Mom. I don't mm-hmm. think it will necessarily be my kind of book, but I think it's definitely going to hit an audience in the West.
How is Kim Yong-un in person?
He's outstanding. He's interesting. You don't necessarily get this from him when you see interviews, but he's really shy and retiring
mm-hmm. okay.
and smart and, from my perspective, speaks, he would say he doesn't, but he speaks really good English.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy for foreigners to communicate with him. And, of course, that's another thing that helps in terms of getting the story of the book out, is that when Kim Yong-ha is in the United States, he can interview with NPR and he can interview with these places that really pump books up.
I wonder if he'll come on our show.
Well, he'll be back. I think he probably would. He's in New York for at least 9 more months.
Mm. What is a good place for somebody who's new to Korean literature to begin? You said that it's always good to start with something that you're familiar with.
Well, for the convenience mm-hmm. of your listener, mm-hmm. I put up on my website today, www.ktlit.com, a list of books to start with if you have not read Korean literature. And I would specifically mention just published Waxen Wings is a collection of short stories by Koryo Press, which is actually in the United States, which is an amazing collection of brilliant and accessible works by some of the best authors in Korea. And that costs under $15 and you can just dive right in. It covers all the eras that we discussed, the four eras. And if you don't like that, you probably don't like reading.
Okay, Waxen Wings, you say.
Waxen Wings.
Okay, thanks very much, Charles, for your time today. That was Charles Montgomery, professor in English Interpretation and Translation Department at Dongguk University and the founder of ktlit.com. We'll be back with part 4 of 101.3 Main Street. Do not go away.